what president that you met do you think was the best president?
Oh, I think Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan was the best.
I really do, and I had a high regard for him. Believe it or not, but I grew up, Harry Truman was a part of the pentagrass machine up there in Kansas City, everybody thought. But I thought when he became president in the manner in which he did, the atomic bomb and all, he did a fantastic job. So all's well that ends well. I thought the Peanuts guy from Georgia was the worst damn president we ever had.
That would be Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Did you ever vote for a Democrat for president?
No, I didn't. Sometimes I did not vote for the
Republican.
But I always did for president. I never had a problem with that. I liked some better than others, but no. Like I said, I danced with Eleanor Roosevelt. But sometimes when you don't vote for him, for your Republican, you are giving him a half a vote.
Who were mentors for you that influenced your life?
Bob Dole is one that I liked a lot, and there was a lot of people that I had a good respect for. And frankly, I thought the first George Bush was a good president. I knew young George. I think one of my boys was in school with him in Midland, Texas.
Oh.
It might have been Tom. I'm not sure. But I've been disappointed in many.
When Richard Nixon got involved with Watergate, that must have been
Richard
a big
disappointment. Richard Nixon, I got a letter from him right up there. Yeah, I was disappointed in him. I remember when he was governor of California. And I thought Richard Nixon could have been, in many ways, good things. But like everybody else, hurt and disappointed and sometimes maybe a little ashamed of what happened to him on that.
Watergate. Were you asked or tempted to run for some office, like the state legislature or even Congress here in Oklahoma?
Oh, I've had people suggest it to me. But I just said, I'm interested in what I'm doing in my family life. I've been down the line. I know what they're going through. And I help them when the ones that I think are worthy and somebody we need to lead us. So I don't have a problem with that. But from time to time, somebody suggests that there's going to be a congressional seat open or there's going to be this or that. And you ever think about running for it?
So are you saying that your family was more important to you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And not only that, but I spent enough time helping other people that I didn't want any part of being sometimes in that other area. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have the interest or desire. I was president of school boards, and I was the head of a lot of association deals in leadership, and I enjoyed doing it. But in a political field, I would never run for president or didn't want to run for Congress, didn't want to run for mayor. And I served as a city councilman. I was a city councilman in Derby, Kansas.
Were you a supporter of Jim Inhofe?
I support him like I am this year because, number one, is I think he's done a good job. And I thought he was a good mayor. Right now, if I know anything, we need a majority in the United States Senate. He's important there, all things being equal, to keep that. But just on one or two occasions, I've, you know, been sorry that I helped.
Well, it's the way it is with human beings.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get be disappointed in things that happen. Most of the time, I've been lucky in many ways that people ask my opinion on something, and it's only my opinion. But I tell them what I see and what I think other people are thinking, too. Actually, it's kind of interesting to help people get elected. I enjoyed my chairman days of the party. It was during a bad time, the Nixon deal. But when I was chairman, we organized all the voting districts into districts, and we had district chairmen. The district chairman would get together with all the various precinct chairmen, go over things together to have conventions and work on turning out the vote and all that sort of thing. And block captains and people who would go out and put up yard signs and make phone calls. My wife was one of the good ones. So like, how many people she called on the phone to remind her, if they haven't voted, please do so. Mm-hmm. I still get some people that ask me sometimes what I think about a certain candidate. And I think Tom Cole is one person that we need more of in the Congress. I worked with him when he had this committee and when he was Secretary of State. I knew his mother. But Tom Cole is an extremely politically smart person, and he's got good grasp on what makes things work. I like him.
Well, I know you're proud of your family, and you're proud of your political involvement and all, so you've lived a good life, haven't you?
I have led a blessed life. I've had a good home, and I was lucky to have the sweetheart that I got. Our boys were a lot of fun. We enjoyed all of them. They all had nice homes and a good mother. They all got their education, and we had a chance in my retirement to help raise some grandkids.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that's great, guys. Those grandkids are wonderful. We love them all.